You're on.
Good afternoon, folks. You are listening to Wheeling the Pathway to Life on 89.7 and WRS Pittsfield. Good afternoon, Kayla.
Good afternoon, Brian. How you doing today?
Good.
Doing good?
Do you mind, reading the usual open, because this will be, that'll be taken care of on the other side, so.
Okay. Do you want me to read the sponsors?
Yeah.
All right. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Scarafoni Realty, Greylock Federal Credit Union, the Crane Paper Foundation, and the Stationery Factory at 65 Flansburg Avenue in Dalton.
Thank you all for your support. And of course, the biggest support right now on the board is Hazel. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Thank you for being there for me on the board.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
I'm making plans for when you're on vacation. That's what
you are.
The deal is.
Okay.
I have another radio station.
Yes, you do.
To get running, so I'm doing that.
Which vacation of mine are you referring to? July or September?
July.
Okay.
July.
Okay.
And then the next week I'm on vacation, which is why he's having someone else in.
Okay.
In July.
And I have a big announcement on that day.
Okay.
You gonna save it till that day?
Yep. Save it for when the other one is here. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Keep us in suspense.
Let's put it this way. It's going to be sad for some people, but great for me.
All right, now, which day is this? The 13th or the 20th?
It will be the 13th.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, the 13th is a Tuesday.
Yep.
Okay.
I know you keep saying the 11th, but the 11th is a Sunday.
Yep.
No, I mean, the 11th was when Tiffany was saying, but she screwed me up.
I don't think Tiffany's going to want to come in on a Sunday.
No.
Can't blame her. Jesus. So, maybe she just meant the week of the 11th.
Yeah. Hazel.
Yeah, huh?
I might as well just tell you.
Save it. Keep us waiting. Come on. You got to build suspense.
Yes.
I know, right?
Yeah, build it.
I think you know what's coming, Hazel, but...
Well, save it, silly!
Come on.
Yes.
Okay, so what else are we talking about? Let's get off that subject so our minds don't
go. Yeah, he's not tempted.
I know, right?
Let's move on. Well, we were supposed to go shopping this week.
Ooh, where are you going to go?
But training...
Unfortunately, got canceled. Training. I was looking forward to it.
Training got canceled, so we're doing it tomorrow.
Well, it didn't get canceled. It got moved.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got rescheduled. But yeah. We were supposed to go. You wanted to go to Staples and Walmart.
Yeah.
You wanted to tomorrow, but yeah. We're going to do training instead. But it was exciting. Brian hasn't come out shopping with me since I started working with him.
There you go. Oh, that'll be fun.
It was going to be a first time.
Yes.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Hazel, you know what else I heard?
What?
And this is one trip that we have to do.
What?
When the new restaurant opens up.
Where? What new restaurant?
In where Walmart is.
There's a new restaurant opening there?
Yes.
There is?
Yeah.
Are you talking about, like, all the building they're doing across the street?
Yeah.
Oh, Taco Bell.
Oh.
Taco Bell.
That's going to be a Taco Bell.
Taco Bell and...
And what?
You heard it here first, folks.
What?
You heard it here first.
Okay.
First, folks. This is what I've heard. This is something that I've heard. Taco Bell is also going to have a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yes, I heard that.
Oh.
Yeah, I heard that.
It's going to be a KFC Taco Bell combination.
Yes.
Yeah. You see, I didn't realize that those weren't just a thing. I thought that all KFCs and Taco Bells, like, existed in these combinations because there's one in my hometown. So I grew up with one of those in my hometown, and I thought that was what was normal. And then I think I told someone when I first moved out here, I was like, oh, yeah, like, I think they wanted to go to Taco Bell. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get KFC. And they were like,
no.
We would have to go all the way to Bennington. Like, we're going to Pittsfield. And I was like, wait, what?
There is a KFC in Albany, too, sure.
Albany.
I just thought that.
Albany Chicken Room.
Nope. Central Avenue.
Central Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a KFC there.
Why didn't I think of it?
I give up. Why didn't you think of that? Come on, Brian, you're slipping.
Yeah. I got two different agencies, so keep going.
Yeah, your brain is just all over the place. Your brain is just all over the place.
Poor Tiffany, I was talking to her before 9 o'clock this morning.
Wow, what'd you do, wake her up?
No, she was already in North Adams.
Yeah, I know. I know that. Yeah, because she asked me to do something and she didn't give complete directions, and I'm like, really? You wanted me to do what with what? Yeah, but we got it all straightened out. We ended up laughing about it. It was funny.
Hazel.
What?
I have a question for you, too.
Well, hopefully I have an answer.
How you been?
I'm doing okay.
I know coming out of the pandemic has been kind of crazy.
Yeah, but I've managed. I'm doing okay. Thank you for asking.
Okay. I don't think I forgot about you.
I knew it as soon as he looked over here with that like gleam in his eyes. I was like, dang it.
Caitlin, come on. You ought to know that.
I know. I know better. Yes?
And then we will get into the heart of the show.
The heart of the show?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you asking me how I'm doing?
Yes.
I'm doing good.
Hey, Brian, let me put in there just for a second. Hey, Caitlin.
What? Yeah?
Do you realize I didn't know you had long hair until just now?
Because I always have a hat on. Yeah.
You're always wearing a hat.
Yes, my hair is about down to my waist.
And she doesn't have a hat on.
No, I do not.
She actually looks very nice today.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I gotta keep it in the braid to keep it all contained. There's just so much of it.
Yeah. Okay, Brian, sorry.
I'm doing good, Brian.
I say that, I know you all the time.
What?
First thing I say is, you're doing a good job. They gotta, like, get it out of the way first thing before she even comes in the door. And then I hit her with, this is what we gotta do today. It's like,
you always hit her with the good stuff first.
It's the 1-2 punch.
Yeah,
he likes those 1-2 punches.
He really does. He sets you up, he softens you up, and then he's like, all right.
Yep.
Ha!
And you go, ha!
Yeah. You always know, too. You can always tell he's got the smile and a laugh before he asks you, and you're just like, oh, no.
I know
what's coming.
But Tiffany got you this time.
Huh?
Tiffany got you this time.
She didn't get me.
You're actually doing her a favor on Saturday.
Yeah, she just asked me if I could do something. That's not getting me. That's just asking me to do something.
It would be her doing it if you didn't.
but that's okay.
Okay, yeah. But anyway, we're in the middle of still getting two different agencies going, so it's been a little crazy.
Yeah, I bet.
Two different stations going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Brian, like I said last week, if anyone can do it,
it's you.
You can. I've seen you pull off some mighty big stunts.
Yeah, it's just radio. Here it's just radio.
Yeah, well, yeah, but still.
But there's going to be television on the other side. So.
Yeah.
That's a whole different animal.
Oh, that's a whole different ballgame there.
Hey.
Yeah. That one there, they actually get to see if you're smiling or not.
They might get to see how long my hair is.
There
you
go.
That's about it. They get the back of my head. I've been assured that, like, the most they'll see is the back of my head, and I'm like, perfect.
We're thinking Caitlin is camera shy.
Yeah, I don't like them. Don't look at me like that. You're never going to convince me. I'm telling you right now, you're never going to get me to do it. I promise that. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I just don't like them. I don't like having my picture taken, and I don't like being on camera.
Let's just say I've already taken care of the opening, and I wasn't able to convince Caitlin to do the opening either.
Wow.
I'm one of those people where when, like, you know, like, when you're in school, like, I can, you know, you know how to read, you're good at it, but then it's like popcorn, and they're like, all right, now you read. I'm just, like, stumbling over everything. I'm like, I swear I'm not this bad. I promise. I just can't do it. I get too nervous. I get all worked up.
But yep. You do it pretty well when you're reading me emails.
Yeah, but then I make it fun. Like, that's like a... That's, like, a fun thing for me. I try to make it as over the top as possible, reading off emails.
Hazel, but one thing that I can do now that I'm able to drive Caitlin crazy with is I can text.
Wow. So, cool.
Because with his new phone, he's got the... got the Hey Google.
Yeah. Oh, talk to text.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to be careful of that. Yeah. I have talk to text on my phone. You got to be careful. Because there's going to be times where it's going to come up words that, oops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So far there haven't been any, like,
major.
weird words in there, or, like, you know, any major mix-ups.
Oh, that's good.
So
one of the things we're looking at is, one of the reasons why I was going shopping this week, is I'm thinking about converting from Alexa to Google.
Oh, wow. Okay. Why is that?
Because I got a Google phone, and I'm trying to keep the same services matching.
Okay.
So I can, you know.
Do we know if there are any, like, added benefits of having the Hey Google? Like,
yeah.
Because I know you can't receive incoming calls to Alexa right now. So, like, if you were to get a Hey Google or, like, one of the Google ones, could you receive calls
email.
On it?
I could email too.
You can email too? Oh, no. Wait, if you can email too, what are you going to need me for?
Are you trying
to replace me with technology right now?
Good question, Ryan. I want to hear the answer to that.
Are you trying to replace me with Google?
Nobody can replace you.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you.
Nobody can replace you. Yeah, in the beginning, there was a story. There was this man who came in with a very high-powered individual and had this exact discussion with the high-powered individual. And what I told him was, you will never replace PCAs or CI people with technology, because I will not allow it.
Okay.
Because that was part of the discussion with Phil about coming over with you guys.
Yeah.
He wanted to eliminate some of my BCAs and make it all technology.
Wow.
For some of it, and I said, you're crazy.
I like that. He said, that was good. I like that. I like that.
I said, you know, you're crazy because he's...
What
if I'm stuck in the lift?
Yeah, exactly.
And a robot was doing it.
You'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
What about if the robot got wet?
Yep, you'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
You would definitely be in trouble.
Yeah.
And can I feed the dog?
Interesting.
Can a dog get his own water?
Nope.
No, that's true.
Can a dog open? Nah, I shouldn't say that because a dog can. I was gonna say, can a dog open the door? But,
some dogs can.
To go outside himself and.
Yeah, some dogs can.
Do what he's gotta do with.
Mm-hmm.
Will the dog come back?
Is hopefully.
A question.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
So there are just like a lot of like, you know.
So, a lot of, and I must do a thank you for Tiffany's support over the last couple of weeks, because surprisingly, this is all related to the pandemic. But staffing has been crazy because people just are afraid to come back to work or, you know, because they're getting extra money somewhere. They just don't want to come back to work. And as a result, staffing has been rather difficult to handle.
I bet it has.
And it's been crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about pull together. Because if it wasn't for Tiffany, I'm going to say it, I would be doing the show from a nursing home.
No, we wouldn't let that happen.
No, but you know that.
You know. We could say that, but it is a reality.
Oh, no, I understand that.
Because the biggest part of the contract is having somebody for the overnight. And if we don't have anybody for the overnight, that's one of the kickers. And that's been a scary thought for me over the last couple of days. So.
Alright.
Anyway.
Hey, I got a question for you.
What?
Okay. Not to change the subject, because yes, Tiffany has done a fantastic job. We love her dearly. Question for you. You've got some summer plans for trips. Where are you going? What do you want to do?
Tiffany. Threw that in, didn't she?
No, I threw that in. We talked about this.
Okay.
We talked about this being something you wanted to talk about.
Okay. No, I've talked about it with Tiffany, that's why.
Oh, I didn't know you talked about it with Tiffany. This was just something that we talked about last week. You wanted to talk about it.
We have an entire book in her office.
You have a book in her office about trips?
Yeah.
When was someone going to tell me about this?
So what kind of trips?
About Boston trips and stuff like that. We never did.
So, like, day trips.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Going to the, going to State House.
Going to the State House in Boston?
Yep.
Wow.
but trying to figure out a way to go because we can't take the train because there's only one train. And
yeah, the train is confusing. Yeah, I don't like the MBTA.
Yeah.
I really don't. I have such problems with it.
It would take 2 days because we'd have to stay down there overnight and get the train in the morning.
Yeah.
Where else would you like to go?
You said you wanted to go up to Mount Greylock soon.
Up to the top of Mount Greylock.
Wow.
Which only just opened a couple weeks ago. It opened late this year.
Yeah, it did.
It opened really late.
Yeah, I think a lot of that had to do with the pandemic.
I think it was I think it was a pandemic, and also we had like such like unpredictable weather at the end of April.
I'm joking around with Caitlin. I said, we're going somewhere and go hide where nobody can find us.
Whoa!
He thinks I'm not gonna, like, call Tiffany and be like, all right, here's the location. Like, here's where he said we're going.
Because we're gonna be so busy that we won't have time to
take too many.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we could do day trips to Boston or else. Like, you want to go anywhere in Vermont or New Hampshire?
Lake George?
Yeah.
Don't take me to Wilmington. George.
Don't take you to Wilmington?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, I didn't like the sound of that. What'd you do?
You know the Wilmington story.
No.
With Sal?
Vaguely.
You remember that one?
Kind of.
With the trailer?
Oh.
Oh.
You don't want to go back there?
Wouldn't it be fun?
You don't want to go back there? All right, we'll leave that one out.
Fine.
That was bad.
I don't think I really know any place in Connecticut to go.
But one trip that I would like to do.
Yes.
That I've done before.
Okay.
And this is a longer trip, but
yeah,
you and I would definitely have to spend the night, but Hershey, PA.
Oh.
I've never been.
Neither have I. I would love to go to Hershey.
Yes.
I think it would be fun.
Yeah, how about it?
I think that's one of my biggest regrets when I took a road trip down to Florida was we didn't stop more in the states we drove through. We stopped in Georgia for an extended period of time, but nowhere else.
While we're talking about trips.
Yeah.
That is one thing that I never got shied away from.
Well, that's good.
Taking trips.
Well, that's good.
We left Thanksgiving Day 1 year. We ate about 1 o'clock in the afternoon at my sister's. And then we left and went to Florida for a week.
Yeah.
And
that's a fun drive.
Yeah, how about it?
We did Pittsfield to North Carolina.
Wow.
And less than 44 hours.
Wow.
Did you stop in North Carolina for a bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's smart. I felt like it was endless driving through it. I thought I was never going to get out. I was like, I've entered a parallel dimension. North Carolina is endless. We're just here now forever. Like, that's it. And this highway's going nowhere.
The first year we went. It was the night of a big snowstorm.
Did you have to drive through the storm?
And that's what we did because we figured if we didn't get out now,
you weren't going to.
We weren't going to. Wow. So
how bad was the storm?
We called my father and said,
help!
We're leaving tonight. Get home now because once you don't get home, we ain't going.
Mm-hmm.
So, Please put it this way. I love New York State, but I absolutely hate the Garden State Parkway.
You know, I've had other people tell me the same thing.
It's a nightmare.
I've never been at it.
And in the middle of the snowstorm, blinding snowstorm.
Oh, my God.
We didn't even make it that far. You know the intersection of 20 and 41? Outer West Rusitonic.
Yeah.
Before you turn on the 41.
Yeah.
That's where my mother had to have my father's switch.
Wow.
Because it was coming out so bad she couldn't even see.
Good Lord. And yeah, I've gotten caught in a couple of those snowstorms.
Being a truck driver, my father was like, I can handle that.
There you go.
You know, so it's like, take over. At the time, we had three drivers because my sister was with us, so
yeah.
We were able to do. And the most fun thing for me, it kind of freaked my sister out because I was in the passenger seat. So I was doing the changing lanes. So one time when my sister was driving, I said, she asked me if it was okay. And I said, yeah, sure, it's okay. The next thing she saw, this big truck. It was far enough away that she wouldn't hit it, but she was like, oh my God, I thought you said it was clear.
Wow.
Oops.
I would have refused to speak to you.
Did you hear him? Whoops.
Wow. Death.
Wow.
Oh my God!
And there was a trip in Tonawanda.
Where?
Tonawanda, New York.
Okay.
We were coming out of Canada. And we went to Canada for a couple of days before the order for the passports and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Canada. And we were coming out of Canada, and we stopped at this Denny's to get breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And let's put it this way. After going around and around and around, trying to find our way out of Tonawanda, guess where we ate again?
Denny's?
At the same Denny's we ate breakfast at. Several hours ago.
Oh no.
Wow.
Because we pulled the map out and we're like, ask the waitress, where are we? And he said, you've made a complete circle right around the way you.
Oh no. Wow.
And then, while we were up in Canada, this was when my sister got her food. Just got a driver's license. We walked to the falls from the hotel room.
Oh, wow.
And my mother said, I can't make it up the hill. I can't make it down the hill again. Because she walked up the hill.
Yeah.
So she made my sister walk down to the hotel, get the car.
Wow.
Right? Well, there was a bus stop, and before the bus stop, there was a rotary, and that was the first time she was on a rotary.
No kidding.
So, she had a little trouble finding the exit to the rotary.
Oh, no.
So, every like 15 minutes, she would go by us. Wave.
It's like, here I am again.
I hate rotaries.
Oh, and then so when she, I hate so them so much. When she got, when she got to the Canadian border, on the Canadian, U.S. border, she's like, "Oops, I've been across because I."
They're gonna look at her and go, "I'm like, lady, what are you doing?"
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
So, I've had some fun trips.
I guess so.
It sounds like it.
And a piece of information you don't know. A piece of information you don't know.
Okay.
I was also the poster child for the March of Dimes.
Really?
At one point.
Really?
During the, I'm trying to remember who the governor was at the time.
For the March of Dimes? I don't know.
The governor of Massachusetts was... Anyway, my mother and father got the call. There was the March of Dimes, and the next day there was an activity. Like 3 or 4 days before it could have been the next day. And they said, "Oh, by the way, we're going X, Y, and Z." I'm like, "What if I don't want to go?"
Did you go?
I had no choice. Because they told me I was the poster child. I was like, "What?"
How old were you?
I think I was like 10.
Wow.
At the time.
Hmm. Wow. Cool.
So anyway, it's been a wild situation.
I guess so.
So,
I know you've had some pretty wild times.
What I'm saying is, basically from those stories that I've been telling you, yes, even though I'm in a wheelchair, I was never actually sheltered from anything.
Nope, you weren't.
No.
No. As a matter of fact, I was thrown into stuff.
Well, I don't know if I'd say thrown into stuff.
No,
no, you were given...
I was literally... I should rephrase that. For those people that are listening on 89.7, probably saying, "What's he talking about?" But I wasn't thrown in, but I wasn't kept away from it as much as some other people would be because they'd be too afraid to do stuff.
Yeah, you were given, if I'm reading this right, you were given the choice whether or not you wanted to, and you opted to go for it.
Yeah. A lot of the times, and this is risky, a lot of times people are like, "Oh, you're gonna sue me if an incident happens," or something like that, or, you know, if I happen to fall and accidentally break my arm or something. You know what my father says?
No, what did he say?
He says, and he still says it today. He says, "Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Did Biden fall out of a tree as a kid?"
Yeah.
"Did Biden get hit in the head with a baseball bat?"
Ouch.
"Or something like that." He's never had the experiences of a normal kid.
Right.
So being dropped out of a lift by accident is okay because normally a kid by his age would be falling out of a tree or getting in the head with a baseball bat or
true.
Get beat up playing football or something.
Yeah.
You know, regular normal experiences that I never had. So challenges that I am now. People are like, oh my God, I'm going to get sued. My father said, wait a minute. We're not going to sue you for something that, if it was intentional, then we probably would, but if it's something that happens just out of natural causes, we're not going to worry about it as much as if you did it intentionally.
Right, right.
You know, because that's just a normal factor of life. You know what it's like? Just go to the hospital, put a cast on it, keep going. Don't keep harping on it and saying, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. That's going to make it worse.
Uh-huh.
You know? Just deal with what you got to deal with. And don't worry about the rest.
That's right.
You know, and that's what it's all about. And part of the show on WRS and now 89.7 on your FM dial. I got a little story to tell you at the end, but basically what I'm saying is normal. I try to be as normal as I can be. I know you're going to say, Hazel. Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
What is normal?
Exactly. What is normal? Normal is different for everyone.
Yeah, you said that to me the other week.
Yes.
Normal is different for everyone.
Yeah. It's all subjective.
Some normals are a little more common than others, but...
I don't know about that.
Is it a loss for words? Oh, my!
I don't think I've ever been able to do that before.
No, I'm trying to think of a way out without violating FCC regulations.
Maybe we should just halt it right there.
Yeah.
Halt it.
Yeah. I didn't tell you about a keyword that I have.
What?
Keyword?
Yep.
Okay.
What's a keyword? What?
I'll tell you guys after, but I've got a keyword that to keep me stabilized.
To keep you on track?
If there's a area that I'm going that I need to veer from,
I know what he's talking about. Okay, go ahead.
I'm glad one of us does.
If you ever hear me talking to somebody, I'm going to spill the beans a little bit. This is the inside technical thing.
Okay.
If I ever say, to that discussion, what that means is cut it off. I'm not going to ever talk about it again. Meaning, it's just a keyword, so people, if I'm talking to somebody and people don't know the conversation, I can say turtleneck and the person that I'm talking to will know what I'm saying and not.
Okay.
We used to do that when I first started doing your show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then for some reason we stopped.
Yeah. Because you're getting so good at keeping me on track.
Oh, is that it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha.
But right. In the transition, I figured I'd throw that in there in case the listeners at WTVR were wondering what we were talking about. If ever that happens, well, we cut the commercial real quick and...
Well, now I know.
I have the video.
So I know what's going on, too.
I'll fill you in after.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I'll fill you in after.
I have to give all of my tidbits to Kaylin so she knows what the...
That's right. I'll fill her in after.
There's more?
Yeah. I'll fill her in. I'll clue her in.
All right.
Don't clue her in too much.
Please clue me in.
I'll be gentle with her, Brian.
Hey, do.
I'll be gentle with her.
Hey, do.
What?
I still love you.
I do love you, too.
But it's weighing, depending on how far you go with...
That's what I said. I'll be gentle.
I love you, too.
I know.
I know we keep repeating this, but I want people to know from your perspective, and yes, I'm going to you after. But all the years you've seen me, okay?
Yeah.
From the first day you saw me to now, there's a big difference in there.
A huge difference. Huge difference. I remember when I first met you, you wouldn't say two words to me if I said boo. Now look at you. Now we're holding everyday conversations. We're making fun of each other. We're having serious talks. When I first met you, nope, you just go right past me. And that lasted about 3 months. You were like really not laid back. You were really like pulled back. Like, okay, can I trust her? What can I talk to her about? That lasted, well, guess probably about a month maybe. And then you started loosening up. And then it just gradually, you got to talk to me more. Now look at you. I'm doing your radio show. Hello. How much more growth do you want?
Kevin.
You didn't even like me when I started with you.
You can let him in on a little secret.
Yeah, when I first met Brian, when Tiffany brought me over to meet Brian, and mind you, Brian was the first person I met when I started here.
Yep.
And so, I think it was the day after I had filled out all my paperwork and brought it back here. I think I came in the next day, and Tiffany was like, okay, we're gonna go meet somebody. So he was the first person I met. It was only the second day I'd, like, been in the office. I didn't even have, like, full-time people yet. And she brought me over. And he did not really... He didn't talk to me at all. He just only, like, referred to Tiffany with all of his questions and, like, anything that he was saying. He would only talk to Tiffany. And I helped feed him dinner. And that was it.
You also tried to...
What?
Burn my mouth.
What'd she do?
I'd like microwaved mac and cheese or something, and I'd let it cool off a little. I'd let it cool off, but it was still too hot, and I went to go give it to him, and it was still too hot. I felt so terrible, but I think that was the only time he spoke to me. He was like, "What are you trying to do? Burn me?" I was like, I'm messing everything up. And then at the end of it, I'm getting ready to leave because the next person is coming in, and Tiffany looks at him and asks, like, so, like, what do you think? And he looked me up and down and looked at Tiffany and was like, I'm gonna have to trust you on this one. And I was like, oh no, like, he hates me.
Oh no.
Meaning?
You were not sure about me.
I was not sure.
You were unsure.
I had to leave it to...
Yeah.
Yeah, now look at you two.
Yeah, it took him about a month to decide that he could actually have a conversation with me. For the most part, for that first month, I just did grocery shopping and Walmart trips, and then every once in a while you'd have me type up an email. But I was mostly just cleaning up your desktop and stuff, and you didn't really talk to me much.
Yeah, now look at you.
I think it was after I took you to vote that you started talking to me. So it was like a month. Yeah, because I started in October, and then like the next month was November, so I had to take him up to the elementary school so you could vote.
That was a trip.
That was quite a trip, because we had to talk to like three different people and they just like were not listening, and it was a disaster. Yeah, but we got it done.
Yeah, you got it done. That's all that matters.
I looked at you.
Yeah. Because they weren't listening to you, and then you looked at me and you were like, "Can you understand me?" And I was like, "I don't understand what they're not hearing. You've repeated your address six times."
Oh my god.
It was so bad. It was so bad.
Because this old guy, not that I'm picking old people, but not that I'm doing a derogatory thing, but
it was just a comedy.
Elderly people have a little bit of a hard time hearing and stuff.
Yep, exactly.
So it's a little more challenging.
Yeah.
And
because they were behind the plexiglass, and yep, they all had masks on.
My speech impediment sometimes gets in the way. And he just couldn't understand me.
Yeah.
Or didn't comprehend what I was saying. And it's like, he sent me to three different people to get my address.
The third person heard us just fine, though.
Yeah, but you put the end product. You finally got it done.
Yep.
You voted. You did good. You did your part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And look at where we are now.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think it's because I didn't go over every rock possible in the driveway that you decided, okay, I'll keep her around. She seems all right.
Hazel. There's one thing I will say. From my CI point and what Tiffany and I did on this interview, and I did the same thing with Tiffany, I told her, be real with me.
Uh-huh.
Don't pussyfoot around
some. No, absolutely.
And say, this is how we're going to do things, and this is how we're going to get it done, because that's the agency speak. I can read right through agency talk and know whether you're saying something that the agency's telling you to say or whether you are telling it because it's reality. And between the two, Tiffany and Caitlin, as long as she's real with me, she knows I'll be real with her.
Absolutely.
I would hope so.
Absolutely.
But there is one thing that I'm still trying to get her to realize. And this is a caveat. This is a warning to everybody. I do make medical decisions myself. But when people think that I'm using the medical situation as a vacation.
Because you call them vacations.
Because the reason why I do that is because it's completely different staff. It's like a vacation to me because it's completely different staff.
Wow. Yeah. You know the scary part? I understand exactly what he's talking about. All right. Brian, we got a few minutes left. Let's get on the last topic a little bit for a couple minutes. the training this week for TBR. What kind of training you got to go through?
I got to learn how to work the board.
You do? You got to learn?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because their board, I think, is a whole lot bigger than this one. So.
I'll put it this way. We're getting prepared if and when I decide. I haven't decided fully yet, but I'm looking at the possibility of having two different locations, so we gotta learn both locations.
Okay.
To make the determination. And Kaylin will be my co-host and my engineer.
Okay.
So if we ever have to record over there,
right,
I gotta know how to work the board.
Okay.
And plus I'm doing.
Yeah, you haven't told me what you're doing.
I'm doing television.
Oh, you're doing the television stuff this week.
Ah.
No wonder you didn't tell me what you were doing.
What are you doing as far as the television? What do you got to do there?
You got to learn that board, too.
Wow.
Because No. The way they do it is they combine both boards.
Wow. Kaylin, you're going to be busy.
That's intimidating.
One board.
I'll figure it out.
One board right next to you. The other board.
Okay.
So all you do is flip one switch.
I'm bringing a notebook.
Yeah, you got to.
I'm bringing a notebook.
Oh, you wouldn't believe how many notes I took regarding when I first started on this. Wow.
And one of the beautiful things is, not that I'm picking on Sal Grosso at all.
What are you doing?
Not that I'm picking on anybody,
but if I am, I'm doing it in love. I'm not doing it in...
We know that.
Haste.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what I'll have over there that I don't have here?
What?
A bigger room?
A wave cart.
A what?
Oh.
That's not... No. Hopefully I'll have my wave cart going up soon. I hope.
So,
I hope.
Right now, I'm doing the opening and stuff over there.
Cool.
So.
We just got the copies of them yesterday over email. Yeah.
So.
They sound great.
And we changed my opening. Matthew Tucker is now.
Oh, is that Reba?
My announcer.
No, the intro song is the Ooh Child, and then the outro is the Reba song. Yeah, because we got an outro, too.
Nice.
Outro, but I left it room enough so I could use it for commercials and stuff like that, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I gotta do PSAs and...
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen the room, so I don't know how big it is. So I don't
know. My God.
I've heard it's big.
We got... Schedule. Not that I'm... Comparing studio, but...
I don't know, it sounds pretty close to a comparison to me.
But look good.
Well, look at... Yeah, we don't have a whole lot of room here, you know, so we gotta kind of condense things.
Yeah.
The look on Kaylin's face when we looked at the studios in comparison...
I'm pretty sure it was the look on your face, and you're just trying to push it off on me, like, it was Kaylin.
No.
I don't know. Seems pretty suspicious.
You and I both looked at each other and said, duh!
It is bigger. It is bigger.
Right now, they're in the middle of still doing social distancing over there.
Mm-hmm.
So Matthew Tucker is now in a editing suite. at his office.
Wow.
Because his office is close to the main desk.
Yeah.
So, he's off in the editing suite.
Okay.
But he's not far.
As an office. Okay. But we do have a fully equipped studio. We can edit on the fly.
Nice.
So, if I decide to change openings, which, not guaranteeing that I won't.
You change your mind all the time.
But, the first actual guest I'm predicting to have, when we go to the L word, which we will not be going to the L word until we're comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah, Sergeant Madalena.
Have you spoken to him?
I'm predicting it'll be Sergeant Madalena.
Okay.
But the first actual guest will be probably the crew at PCT.
That'll be fun.
So we can share the telethon stories and lead up to where I am now.
That sounds like a really good idea. What's going
on over there? So, Hazel.
Yeah. Yes.
Not that I won't still come over here once in a while, but...
Well, you better.
There's a possibility. But... there is something that I got to talk to Sal about.
Okay.
Technologically.
Okay.
That is giving me a bit of a challenge for Sal. About the technology. There's a way to do it. So I can do both stations live.
Okay.
But we need to get better equipment to do it.
Gotcha.
Which involves the king.
Yeah, it does.
Making a decision that, let's just say it took me 3 years to get over here. It's gonna take me another 6 years to get him to, you know.
We'll see.
Do that. Right,
you got a couple minutes left, right?
Kevin.
Yes.
Real quick.
Okay.
Because I gotta close with, 57 minutes. What's gonna be the most exciting part for you as far as actually getting to go over there?
I mean, as much as I say I'm intimidated, I think it'll be really cool and pretty fun to, like, learn how to use the board. I'm looking forward to it. I think that's exciting.
Mark a word.
What?
Mark a word now.
What?
Mark a word now. Because once she gets into it, she's going to come back and say...
Oh, you think she's going to take over for me?
No.
No.
I wouldn't even try.
No. The only one that could, and I'm sure you would let him, is Matt.
Yeah.
He's good.
Cool. Okay.
So, this has been Wheeling the Pathways of Life with Brian Fitzpatrick and...
And Caitlin Fitzgerald?
Yeah. This is a bit affectionately called, affectionately known, this will be affectionately known as the Caitlin and Brian Show.
But officially known as Wheeling the Pathways of Life.
But officially known as Wheeling the Pathways of Life. Wheeling the Pathways of Life has been brought to you by the partnership between WRS and 89.7 on your FM dial. Wheeling the Pathways of Life is a snapshot to the real life and real challenges of what it's like to be disabled and how I overcome those challenges. And I hope this show gives you some encouragement to keep going week after week. I will look forward to talking to you guys next week. Thank you, Hazel.
You're welcome,
thank
Brian.
You,
thanks,
Hazel.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
And I will see you all next week. Thank you.